Wurf um den Bass.
Junge, Wurf um den Bass.
We say we're up to the sugya of Vav Amud Beis. Just to remind ourselves of where we're up to before we move on. And that is that the Gemara explained previously that the reason why the Prisha involved the Prisha Mi Beisoi, that means the Prisha Mi Ishtoi, so although the Inyan of Prisha principally just means that the Kohen should separate himself in preparation for the Avodah, which didn't necessarily involve separation from his wife. But the Gemara says the reason why he needed to do that was in case there were to be circumstances where his wife were to be found a Nida immediately after his contact with her, by Sabir, that he were to do with her, which would bring him to a situation of Sofak Boil Nida, which would require Tumas Shiva. That's the Mahalach in the Gemara. The Gemara got involved in various details of the Cheshbon as to when we are Cheshish, for finding a tumma after the Maisa Bia, when we are, when we're not. But that, in a word, is the cheshbon of why he has to be Perish Meishtoi. He has to be Perish Meishtoi because we're cheshish that there may be a tumma that were to come about, that he were to find after Maisa of being Shamash Meishtoi, which would render him tumma for 7 days, and therefore possible to do the Avodah when he got to Yom Kippur. So we have to keep within this 7 days Prusha, we also have to keep an inyan of being Perish Meishtoi. That was the sugya's Hagimor. Just to remind ourselves of one prat that we found in the end of the sugya, and that is there was a discussion in the Gemara whether a boil nida was allowed to do the tefillah b'yom hashvi, a tefillah b'yom, or whether he has a din like a nida itself, where the din is that the tefillah can only be done by laila. And based on that discussion, the Gemara had a shaila whether 7 days would really be enough if we're choishish for the inyan that shemo timse ishtei sofik nida. Then, if the tefillah for such a kind of a tumah would have to be at night, after the 7 day period had already gone by, then it wouldn't be good enough to be perished for 7 days. You'd have to be perished somewhat before the 7 days in order that you should be able to be tevil if that were to happen within the 7 day period and be kosher the next day for Avodas Yom Kippur. The maskonas haGemara about the shaila was that although for most halachas, the din of boil nida has a tumas shiva like nida atzma. There were one or two differences, but the negir, this hilch of prisha, the maskonas haGemara was that a boil nida is tvilosa bayoim, not tvilosa balayla. A nida itself, the din is tvilosa balayla. You have to clear the full 7 days before she's eligible to be matir herself betvila, and therefore you'd always need to wait another day of Har of Shemesh before you could actually do avodah migdosh. But boil nida was different to nida not halacha. And that is that you could do the tefillah b'yom hashvi on the last day, and therefore the Har of Shemesh would already happen up until the evening, and after the seventh day you would immediately be tohir to do the avodah, to be mimigdosh. And therefore the maskonas haGemara, even if v'choshish v'tis chashash of shem timsa ishti sofik nida, but that all that within the 7 day period of prisha one can cover that chashash with the tefillah b'yom hashvi, if that were to happen in the. If that were to happen, that after he was Purish, immediately he would find his Ishta in a matzah of Sofik Nidus, so he would keep the Tumah of Shiva, and he would be Tovul B'yom HaShvi, and Balayla would be Roy to do the Avodah and the Mikdash V'yom HaKippurim. So, the Maskonas haGemara, there is no problem with this Chashash being a steerer with a 7 day period, because it can be covered for within the 7 day period of Prisha. That's the Maskonas haGemara. The Gemara says that the Toshimad, Tonadve, Chia, the Azov, Azova, Matsura, Matsura, so Boil Nido, Tmei Mesi Vilosim Ba Yoim, Nido, Yeredi, Sivilosim Ba Lailo. So there was this difference. I'd just like to mention, because it's an Akudu which is relevant, but it's in the Hemshach HaGemara, so this is explained why that should be, why is it that if the Sihini Dasa Allah of the Torah compared the halachas of the 7 days tumor of the boil nida to the nida, that there should be a difference between the din and the tefillah by Yoyim? And in a word, without getting involved in the most of the cheshbon of the Tosfos involves sugyas and psochim and sugyas elsewhere, but in a word, Tosfos says that legaba the etzem, there's the yesodis dekechilik lechayra in havon in mitzias of the tumah of the boil nida, as opposed to the nida itself. And this be'etzem is a very yesodis dekechayla in this din of tumah shev of boil nida, which I don't want to get involved in great detail at the moment. It's not mamash our sugya, but it's nageh for our sugya. And that is the following: we have to clear up a shayla about this din. The din that boil nida had a tumah shiva. If the pshat is that that's a new tumah which is chal on the boil nida himself, that means it's not considered that he was mekabel the tumah from the nida herself in any way. A nida and a boil nida, both of them have, although the tumah itself ba'etzim is found with the woman. She's the one who has the yitzi of dam which makes her tumah's nida. He's the chayra only being connected to this tumah through the ma'aseh bias nida. And interestingly enough, Bias Nida has a Tumas Shiva. Usually anybody who's Nogea to the Nida, Nida touches anybody, doesn't have a Tumas Shiva, he has a Tumas Yoim, and his Toivah becomes Torah. There's no such thing as a Tumas Shiva generally for somebody who has a Maga with any other Tumah. And that's the Chiddush of this Boil Nida, that although Lachayri and Svara, it's only Indian of Maga to the Nida, but he has his own Tumas Shiva. And his Metama varies. But the Shaila is it Taka to be considered like a Tumas Maga? That means it's really a boil, it's a certain oven of which he became in contact with the nuda. If it's not stamped touching it, touching shaloi b'soich b'yeh, wouldn't have a tumas shiva either.
It's 7 days.
Yeah, but it's a 7 day tumas maga, that's a chiddush for a boil nida. Adonai, it's a whole new status, that's chala boil nida, it's not because of the maga and the nida, it's for him to having been in the situation of having done a maisa b'yeh together with the nida, renders them both tumi in their own right. Not machmas, the maga and the nida, a boil nida is a part of a maisa, whereas Meshamash with the nida, which gives him his own shein tumah. And Taisa says that, in essence, the reason why the Gemara, the Maskonas HaSugya, tells us that the boil nida is tivilosu by yoyim, that means you can do it within the end of the 7 day period, whereas the nida atzma is tivilosu by laila, it says, because why the Torah doesn't tell us, what the gabba those halachas that the Torah tells us, mafurish, the dinner of boil nida are the same as the nida lagod, mamosh lagabba tumas shiva, they can tell you that they're the same. But why the Torah didn't tell us that's mafurish, then we're allowed to assume that the boil nida has this kula, because really it's only a bechina of a maga nida, not a nida atzmo, and that's why it's tivilosu by yoyim. And there's a very interesting zap. Just if you have a look at a couple of lines in Tosfos, Tosfos just 4 or 5 lines in the narrow lines of Tosfos before he finishes Tosfos. I mention this because it's very relevant to the Hemshech HaSugya Beis Hashem. But Tosfos, as I say, taking this out of the context of the rest of the cheshbon of the Tosfos. V'hashta my time, I have a ketam imes l'tfilos el shmami dod chinida avel chol my dechsiv behedi avol lemay deloy revinu kro. Yesh lono ledamoisa letmei meis misvara mishum dehavas tumas maga kamoisoi. The answer is that the boil nida is a bechin of tumas maga, like a tmei meis becomes tumas by touching a meis. It has a tumas shiva, but tefilosu is by yoyim. So this boil nida, which has a tumas shiva, is more doma to a tmei meis than nida herself, where he's become tumas through a contact with something else, and therefore tefilosu by yoyim. The tumas maga is tefilosu by yoyim always. A tumas atzma is tefilosu by laila. So whereas the Nida herself is a Tumasa Balaiva, because she's the Makur of the Tumah about which the Pasuk tells us Mufurish that the Tahara can only be done after the 7 day period has elapsed, or but Lagaba his Tumah, which although the Torah is Mechadish that has a Dinah Tumah Shiva, but in Svara it's more Doima to Tmei Meis than Nida Atzmo, and therefore Tvilosa Bayoim, like a Tumas Magar of Tmei Meis, where the Tumah Shiva Tvilosa Bayoim, actually you run the Balaiva. That's an interesting Svara. That Tosis is understanding that Boil Nid is not Be'etzem a Tumah which is Chal on the Nid himself totally as his own situation. There is what to be Medamit to Tumas Maga. It's because of the Maga Nid in the circumstances in which he was in contact with her that the Torah was Mechadash his Tumas Shiva. In which case, the Maskonas HaGemara, Zevi Tumas Meis, where he only became Tumas Shiva because of a Maga in a Tumah, the Din is Tfilosa by Yoyim, you don't need to wait till after the Tumas Shiva has gone by. That's the Din of Tumas Boil Nidah. So it has with it an element of Tumas Maga. It's not really the Tumas Boil Nidah, which is Chal within himself. He's not the Makur of the Tumah because it's Meshamash Benidah, but he's become a Tomei through the Maga with the Nidah, through the Maisabiyah. That's the way Tosfos is understanding. As I say, there's a lot of a svar of havona to where the bo'el nida is the tumah himself, or that something which is a bechina of maga with the nida in the context of this ma'isabiyah. And Tosis uses that svara to explain why the maskonas and gemara there's no possible to be mechalik between bo'el nida and nida and the gabbat philosophy of yoyim, but Tosis understands that it's based on this svara. With that svara in mind, we're going to move on in the sugya with a whole new, different, very sadistic sugya said the Gemara, legabe the din of tumah betzibur. Frey the Gemara as Ashay. Va'achatam afrishim into tumas beisay. Now we've been mechadash, we've been kaver for ourselves a new chashash in this din of prisha. Besides for the etzend in prisha, which we still have to define when we finish the sugya, is what the etzend in prisha itself involves. But din prisha ba'etzem is not an Indian of prisha with tumah as such. The din prisha is a prisha that he has to be dedicated and separated from his surroundings to be dedicated somach l'migdosh. And now the Gemara, notwithstanding that the Gemara was choishesh, he had to be perish miishtoi. That's also included in the dinei prisha because we're worried about a tumah that he can get involved with, which could disturb his ability to be able to do aveda. So that whether that's in essence part of the Din Prisha or an extension of the Din Prisha that the Mishnah is telling us that you have to be perished Mibesoi, but it says in the Mishnah that Din is clear, that we have incorporated in Din Prisha a Din Prisha Mibesoi so that there should be no Chashash Tumah for the Gemara. If that's so, if we're now concerned about the fact that the Kohen shouldn't come in contact with any Tumah, which is the Din Mibesoi of the Mishnah, so the Gemara Va'achata Mifrisha Mitumas Beisoi Hafrishay Mitumas Ameis. The Gemara says there are other tumas that we should be concerned about. We should make sure that he doesn't come into contact with tumas mace. What does that mean? So we're not going to bring a mace into the Trishas Parhejin. He's not going to become tumas mace. So what chashash does the Gemara mean that we have to cover ourselves from, which we don't see in the Mishnah, we don't see any makor for that? It does a shayin rishayin what this means. Zograshi hazay v'ashta mefrisha mitumas basei v'shach kol odom nichnosim v'yesin etzloi. Hafrishoi mitumas meis, v'lo yekol odem nichnosu v'yoytzin esloi shemo yomus meis olof. So Rashi has a very interesting touch in the suggestion of the Gemara be mafrish mitumas meis. Rashi says we should make sure that during these 7 days we should limit the people who come into contact within his oihel, within his house, because anybody chalila can die at any time, in which case he'll become nitzme v'oil ha-meis. So we should guard him just like we're mafrish meishto, just like we don't let his wife come along together with him. We shouldn't let anybody come along with him because he can become tomei betumas shivo because of the tumas oyal ameis if someone were to die there. Yeah, Bava says that's an interesting hashash for kamo tamim whether we're choshe shem yomus. Normally we're not choshe shem yomus. Yeah. And why does Rashi not say perhaps something more simple which other rishonim discuss? Why does Rashi not say that maybe the people in contact are Tmei Meis, and we should make sure that he shouldn't become in contact now, nobody should be allowed to touch him, because the people who touch him may be themselves Tmei Meis, so he'll become in contact with a Negea, with somebody else who carries a Tumas Meis. So Beit Hashem will get back to consider the protib of what the Gemara means to cover, but the Bible will understand with the Gemara the way Rashi tells us. And Rashi says that we should be pirish from any contact with anybody else in case a situation of Misa to it would arise, in which case it would become tummy. If prisha mituma is also something which we're choishish for in the yemei prisha, so we should choishish for circumstances where he can become tummy tumas oyal ames of tumas shiva. Zodi Gemara azay. Amar av tachalifa avu ad ravuna ishmei derove zoi se meres tumas hames hutra hi betzibu. Zodi Gemara azay. Weiss this from them that tumas mace is hutra betzibu. We're not concerned about him becoming Tomei Tumas Meis. Because even if Poshup Shach in the Gemara means the following, even if he were to become Tomei Tumas Meis, of a Tomei Hutra B'tzibur, and because Tomei is Hutra B'tzibur, therefore he would be allowed to do his Avodah, even if he were to become Tomei. So we're not concerned about the becoming Tumas Meis, because it's Hutra for Tzibur, for the purposes of Avodah Satzibur. What does that mean? Let's try and understand this concept as the sugyas go on to develop this din. This is a very sadistic Gemara where the Gemara discusses Barichas this din of this musig of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. What's made to the din of Hutra B'tzibur? But in a word, what the Gemara is discussing is the following. There is a posuk for which the Efshim will start with the Rashi's members. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Kidichseh the ish nidche. The ain tzibur nidochin. So there's a posuk in Pasuk Pesach Sheni. where the Torah is telling us the halacha of those people who can't bring the Pesach, a Korban Pesach Rishon b'moyadoi, because they've become tomei. And the Torah tells us the following: that ish ki yeh tomei lenefesh. If somebody were to become tomei b'tumas meis, and therefore he couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, so the halacha is that he can bring b'chodesh hasheni b'arba'asayim b'arba'im yasav oisoy. He can bring it b'pesach sheni in iyor. That's the pasuk. Zot the Gemara dash in the Gemara imsochim ish ki yeh tomei lenefesh. That means that only an individual person has this parsha. If he becomes tomei, he becomes nitcha to Pesach Sheni. A ish is nitcha, a yochid is nitcha, a tzibur is not nitcha. A tzibur are never pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni because of Tumas Meis. Pavos nisht, because Tumas hutra b'tzibur. A tzibur doesn't need to be pushed off to bring Pesach Sheni when we have a tzibur who become tomei. They can bring a Pesach Rishon. An individual, a yochid, who has a problem that he's become tomei, who can't bring a korban pesach because a yochid can't bring a pesach betumah, so he'll have to bring pesach sheni. But that's only ish. If there were circumstances were to be when Rav Yisrael were tomei mace, and therefore they have a problem that they can't bring a korban pesach because Rav Yisrael are tomei, the halacha is a tzibur are not pushed off because of tumah. Tzibur ein tzibur nidochim. That is the kul alma. Everybody agrees to the fact of the halacha that a tumah is not a tzibur to be madcha a tzibur from bringing their korbanos, and they can be brought with tzibur. What our Gemara continues to discuss is how we're supposed to understand this halacha, whether tumah is hutra b'tzibur or tumah is duchuya b'tzibur. Vos meidos, what does it mean? What do these principles mean in a word? Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that the Issa Tumah does not apply in any way when it comes to consideration of Korban Tzibur. Tumah is not a restriction, Tumah is not a din which applies in any way to restrict the Tzibur or to be pasal, withhold the Tzibur from being Mekayim is Halachas, because the Dinei Tumah don't apply to a Tzibur. That's Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. There's no consideration of Tumah B'Negeh to a Tzibur. That's the Issa of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur means that although But when it comes to it, if a tzibur needs to bring the korban, even the tzibur, you allow them to do so, which you won't allow a yachid. But it's only bebechinas dichui. Dichui means that there is an issa tumah to take into consideration, but the cheshbon of the korban tzibur is doicha the issa tumah, and therefore you'll allow you to do so. But you'll only allow you to do it bebechinas dichui, which means that the issa tumah is pushed aside, but tzoyrich for the tzoyrich of the tzibur, but it needs to be taken consideration of. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means there's no consideration of tumah b'chal. We don't need to be concerned about tumah because the dini tumah do not relate to a tzibur at any level. Pashtus. Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur means that there is an issa that we have to be aware of, and there is an issa which applies to a tzibur as well. But b'mokim where we can't find any way of bringing the korban and being doicha and then be mad for the tumah, is b'tzibur, we rather side with being the kai of the korban and put aside the issa tzibur. Where's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is for our sugi. One of the nafkaminas, we'll find Be'ez Hashem Hemshach HaSugi other nafkaminas, but one of the nafkaminas is for our sugi. In our sugi, we've got a consideration of whether we have to be worried about the Kohen Gadol become Tomei B'Tumas Meis, and therefore he'll have a problem that he won't be able to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. It's not the Gemara now. There's a din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Now, just to understand, this din of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur means when we need this Korban Tzibur to be done, at least on behalf of a Tzibur, and we have an obstacle to the fact that Tumah, there's some Tumah over here which is disturbing us. So the halacha is, Tumah is Nitcha, or the Hutam, we do it. That is, whether the Kohen HaMakriv is Tomei, whether the Korban itself were to become Tomei, whether the Keli with which I'm doing the Avodah is Tomei. Well, all halachas is a korban can't be brought b'tumah, a keli can't be used if it's tomei, a kohen can't be makrit with his tomei. All those halachas are all nidcha, all subject to this din of hutra b'tzibur, and therefore, if we need a kohen to do the avodah, the tzorach tzibur, but he's tomei, hutra b'tzibur. Who adin? If the korban is tomei, hutra b'tzibur. If the keli that we use is tomei, all hutra b'tzibur. But we have a yisodis d'gashayla which we have to understand. And that is this din hutra that means to say that there's a heter in the tumah, the issa tumah does not in any way relate to dine korban tzibur. In which case, we don't need to consider tumah as something which we have to guard ourselves from. We're not bothered about tumah because this is Isuri tumah. Don't relate to the parasha of avodas tibur b'chlal. If it's hutcha b'duchuya b'tzibur, that is, there is a problem bringing something to b'tumah even for a tzibur. And therefore, if we can avoid it, we certainly will avoid it, and we have to avoid it if we can. We're not allowed to do b'tumah for a tzibur if we can avoid it. That's duchuya. If it comes to the circumstances where we've got no other choice, we'll bring it even in the choice, the balance between not bringing it at all and bringing it b'tumah, whereas by yochid, the halacha is that you can't bring it b'tumah, for a tzibur you can bring it b'tumah. One nafkamina for in this shaila is our Gemara. Our Gemara discusses a shaila of prisha for the kohen, the tzeruch avodah in the avodas Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara discusses whether he has to guard himself also from not becoming tomei b'tumas meis, as on the shvayim tomei b'tumas meis. That's the Gemara's, it's the Gemara's discussion. So the Gemara ventsacha in this shaila. If we hold that tumah hutra b'tzibur, so we need the kohen gadol to do this avodah. This is a korban tzibur. He's doing avodah b'tzibur, l'tzorich chal yisrael, avodah z'yem kippurim is a korban tzibur. And we'll define that beis Hashem. What the level of din tzibur do we need for the din of hutra b'tzibur? But I'll upon it, the kohen gadol b'avodah z'yem kippurim is a kohen who is required to do the din of avodah b'yem kippurim. Is hutra b'tzibur, so we're not bothered about the fact that he may become tomei, because that issa is not a issa which concerns us in context of his doing avodah b'tzibur. Not. If the halacha is that tumah is duchuya b'tzibur, then be'etzem we have an issa and a problem that we want to avoid of avoida being done the tzeruch tzibur b'tumah. Then the Gemara frank harichti. Then the Gemara says that the shaila that we should be mafreshim from tumas meis is a richti shaila. It's a shaila that we need to find an answer for, because if it's duchuya, it means to say that we do need to avoid circumstances of having a korban tzibur brought b'tumah. That's not something which we can allow ourselves to enter into such circumstances. Certainly not lachatchila, we need to do prisha. Demos is a good shaila. So asha tamafrishim mitumas meisay tafrishim mitumas mitumas meis. That's the Gemara shaila. But the Gemara handles it with a din, the shaila of tumah hutra b'tzibur or not. Fashteitach, what we need to relate to is, and Rashi is going to tell us that in the next the Hemshel Gemara. I'd like to learn through a little bit of the sugya just to get a more understanding of this din of hutra and chuya b'tzibur. But if the Gemara tells us that tumah hutra b'tzibur, so immediately we have the question to ourselves, so what's the whole problem with Isaiah, the tumah's boil, sofik boil, nida? What's the whole problem that you mafrish me ishtay? Why? Because you worried tamatim se ishtay sofik nida. Oh, but if tumah's hutra b'tzibur, then we're not concerned about a kohen doing avoda, even if it's tumah, if also nafkimina from tumah's meis, and the din of tumah's boil, nida. And then is the teretz, another bit of information that we need, which is also based on the sugi and psochim. And that is that there is a certain type of tumah where the tumah is not hutra b'tzibur. And that is, and we'll get to see, Rashi brings it the Gemara later on Zayin Amud Aleph, a tumah which is yotzei migufo. That's generally the way that the tumah is defined. A tumah where the person himself, the tumah, is chal in the gufa odom, the ainu, somebody becomes a zav or a zava or a metzora, where the tumah is as a result of something which happens begufa odom, is a tumah yotzei migufo. It's called a tumah yotzei migufo. It's a tumah as a result of something that's happened within his body. His body hasn't incurred a tumah, not through maga, not through touching a tumah. That every tumah is a body become maga sheretz. It's also a tumah maga tumah meis is a tumah, but that's not a tumah which is because of any shinui in the gufa adam. But when the gufa adam himself has incurred a tumah, like a din of tumah zov or zova or matzora, etc. So that has a different nature of a tumah. It's a different chomer of tumah, of a tumah hayotza balkeri. These tumahs are yotzei migufo. Do not have the halacha that a tzimis is not nidcha. And Mama says it's based on the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says ish ish ki yeh tomei lo nefesh. So ish, an individual is tomei lo nefesh, he's nidcha for Pesach Sheni. La afuke a tzibur who is tomei lo nefesh, they're not nidcha for Pesach Sheni. Which means that tmei meis is not nidcha for Pesach Sheni, but only tmei meis and those which fall in the category of tmei meis, which means somebody who's been mekabel tumah because of contact with the meis. Even oyel meis is a contact with the meis. But it's not a tumah which is sourced, and the makor of the tumah is within the person himself. But when the makor of tumah is within the person himself, then that's already considered a consideration of tumah as a yetzim igufay. A tumah yetzim igufay is not included in this din of hutra b'tzibur. Unoy b'zay tzik to our Gemara. Of if it were choshesh shematim se'isi sofik boil nida. So that's the kind of tumah which doesn't have a heter betzibur. So avada, you have to be perish meishtoi in order to guard himself to make sure that that kind of tumah he doesn't get involved with. A tumas meis, we don't need to have to protect him from not becoming tum in any contact with tumas meis, because of them is the halacha ish nitcha ve'in tzibur nitcha, it's hutra betzibur, so we're not concerned about that tum. Those are the principles which the sugi discussed. The details we'll see Be'ez Hashem as we go through the Gemara. What exactly klolim, what din korban tzibur do we need for the din of hutra betzibur? What kind of tumas are or not nitcha betzem vayte? Lo b'zein abusa the sugi is a Gemara. Yeah, it's very relevant to this sugi, and I'd like to relate to that. So Abalton, that's why I was makdim this, to be able to get to this sugi. Is this a tumas ayetz migufa? Is it a tumas maga? What's the din of a tumas ayetz migufa when there is a maga? That's a very interesting shaila, and that's very relevant to this discussion.
It's not tumas ames.
Sorry?
It's not tumas ames.
Yeah, but the shaila is, what is the difference?
Either way, it's not tumas ames.
Sorry?
Whether you say he's like an idamamish or whether you say it's like magan
idamamish. But the question is, what we're differentiating between this and tumah? Is it because it's a yitzim gufa, because his body is the origin of the tumah? It's because of something which is chal nidah guf, in which case boil nidah may not be that. It's magan nidah. Somebody who stands to touch a nidah, let's forget boil nidah. Somebody who was to touch a nidah becomes tumah. It's not a magan like anybody else, or somebody touches a zof.
It's not like
a would there be a din of hutra b'tzibur? It's not magan tumah's face, but it's magan. It's not yitzim gufa. It's not. So where does that? Which category does that fall under? And that's a very interesting shayla, which the achrenim have a long discussion about. I'd like to relate to this discussion. A maga of a tumah yitzim gufa. What's it then? It's not. It's nishka tumah was a chalgo on in his guf. It's not something which happened because of him. It's a tumah's maga at the end of the day. But it's a maga as asot tumah. And this is a very interesting discussion. Be'etzem, I'd like to tell you where the Makor discussion is. Be'etzem, it's agav in our Gemara, and it's discussed before it's elsewhere. But let's divide it, get through in the Gemara. It's a very interesting shayla. Whether and that ba'amos avada will take us to the shayla to boil it as a eganetum, is a tumas maga. What is it gonna? But that's claw in our Gemara. These you say this divide a claw. That this tum of tema tinta is to boil nida avada will not be mutter betzibur, but for that reason needs to be purish meishtoi, and the tumas meis would be mutter betzibur, tum hutra betzibur. So those two are clear. The Gemara is clearly differentiating between those two for the purposes of the havon of what our Gemara is dealing with. So the Gemara gets the havon. That's after a frishim with tumas meis, a frishim with tumas meis. Omer av tachlif avua der avuna mishmei der avu zoyse beres tumas meis hutra betzibur. A tumas ames hutra betzibur. So Rashi, back to the Rashi. Hutra betzibur. Kedach said, ish nitra ve'ein tzibur nidochin. Uveyoyim ha-kipurim. Now this is a very interesting Rashi. Rashi goes on to discuss. Kulei korban tzibur. All the korbanos that we bring on Yom Kippur considered korban tzibur. Va'av korban sheloi doiches ha-tuma. Shaharei zmanoi kavua. The korban or korbanom. Andra zelagoy is the korban of the tzibur. Toloi boy. Now Rashi's got the following question that Rashi's dealing with. Tavaila Mil Korban Tzibur Toloi boy. Rashi has the following problem immediately in our Gemara. Vashtaitan unzu Gemara, Tuma Hutra Betzibur. Tuma Hutra Betzibur means those korbanos which are being brought. For Tzibur, when there's a Korban Tzibur, which needs to be brought with Tuma, Lama Zogar Fay is a Korban Tomat, or a Korban Musaf, which is clearly a Korban Tzibur. If you can only bring it betumah because the korban became tomei, the kohen's tomei, the keli's tomei, the zrika, whatever it may be, hutra betzibur. That's halach, but that's a korban tzibur. What is with that korban yochid? So pashtus the nusach of the Gemara lends itself to a mashmos that it's only korban tzibur and not korban yochid, and that klal is not so simple. That's something which we need to develop. But Rashi's kasha ibazay is when we analyze the korbanos which are brought on Yom Kippurim. There are a number of korbanos which don't seem to fall in the line simply with understanding the shame korban tzibur of these korbanos. For example, Aaron HaKohen himself brought a few korbanos. And Emma says, there's a discussion about the korbanos which were brought as to which ones are considered korban tzibur and which ones are considered korban yochid. Let's say it's like. Clearly there are some which are clearly korbanos tzibur. For example, well, there was a soil which is brought, soil Hashem and soil Azazel, where the kapora was a kapora for Klal Yisrael, the vidu that he did was a vidu for Klal Yisrael. The Shnei Se'irim was saying clearly korbanos tzibur, but it was nothing to do with Aaron individually. But there are other korbanos. One of them is the korban of Aaron. The parachatos which Aaron brings, he brings for himself, he brings for his shevet kohuna. It's not a kapora for Klal Yisrael as such bichlal. It was his parash al Aaron. Parash al Aaron is a korban tzibur, parash al Aaron is a korban yochid. Who does Parash and Aaron belong to? That's one of the Seder Korbanos. Besides that, there was another Korban that Aaron bought, There was the oila which Aaron bought, which was Pashtas a Korban Shel Aaron, the Korban of the Tzibur with the Seirim. Those were the Korbanos which are clearly with the Korban Tzibur. There was a Chatos, which is the Par Chatos, which belonged to the Shevet of Aaron, and there was an oila which he brought. Now Rashi is troubled by the fact that the Gemara says over there that because it's the Korbanos a Korban of Tzibur, it's Hutrav Tzibur, so we're not bothered about Tumas Mitz. So let's ourselves analyze the korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, and three korbanos that Aaron would have to bring. Besides for the regular korbanos sibur, there was tamidim, there was masaf, and those things were korbanos sibur, clearly. But the avodas, the Yom Kippurim, the extra korbanos which are brought on Yom Kippurim, was a par and a sorin and an ayat. So the sorin was clearly a sorin of Kali Sol, that was a korban sibur, that's for sure. We've got Poroi Shel Aaron and Eloi Shel Aaron, two other korbanos. The par is for the shevet, and Eloi was a korban that he brought in Ayat Oilo. Now Rashi says, without elaborating as to which korban Rashi is referring to, but Rashi's got a problem over here. There is a korban shaloi which he is bringing, which lechayra is not true to say that is a korban tibur. So, why eibazoi is the Gemara happy to say we're not worried about tumas meis because to a hutra betibur? There are other korbanos that are being brought over here which are not technically the korbanos tibur, for which we need to protect tumah, because if it would become tumas meis, he couldn't bring them. But af korban shaloi deicha tumah shaharizmanu kavua, the korban tibur toli boy. Now Rashi seems to be saying two yesodos. Both of them I'd like to beis Hashem develop in the hemshach hasugya. One yesod Rashi says is because it's kavua zman. Rashi seems to be saying that even if it were to be true that it's a korban yochid, but a korban yochid, which is a korban which is kavua zman, which normally we kimat don't find such a thing as a private korban which a yochid has to bring, which has any specific date. Most korbanos yochid are korbanos which are not tied into any date. Korbanos tzibur are regularly kavua with certain times. Korbanos tzibur are not floating; they belong to certain days when they need to be brought. Korbanos yochid are kimat korbanos on which there's no gevissa kviyas zman. Aber, what happens? What were to be in a case where we've got a korban yochid which is kavua zman? Does that also have a din of a hutra b'tzibur, or does tzibur mean only tzibur as such? It's a discussion which was discussed mefurish in the sugya Dav Zayin, and I'd like to leave an open mind on what the din of a korban yochid which is kavua zman, to what degree that also has the din of hutra d'chuyah. The first suggestion Rashi seems to be saying that although there are korbanos of Yom Kippur which may not be consoled korban yichud, tzibur, it's korban shalom, but it's kavua zman, and if it's kavua zman, it also has, it's subject to this din. Then Rashi seems to be saying, atzveitazach, and this is the way before Shema Rabbah, but besides for the fact that it's kavua zman, there is a consideration, lagaba the korban, the cheshbon of korban tzibur. Why? Because the korbanos tzibur are also toloi in his korban. Now that fact I'd like to explain and analyze which korbanos this relates to. Rashi seems to be saying that although there are chalokim of the certain avodas which would technically be considered korban yochid, but the korban tzibur needs these korbanos to be bought, and therefore they may also have the halacha of hutra b'tzibur. What does that mean? So we'll get to see Be'ez Hashem b'hemshech hasugya that the par, Aaron's par, is very much a chalik which is ma'akev, both in Seder and in the Kapara, the soil that was brought for Klal Yisrael. That means to say that although the soil, which was an Avodah that was brought for the Kapara, that was certainly a Korban Tzibur, but the Korban of Poroi Shel Aaron was needed for the Kapara of the Tzibur. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah talks about being Mishana the Seder between Dama Par and Dama Soil, so the Dama Par is definitely necessary for the Seder Kapara of the Dama Soil. We've got two cheshbonos about this damn par. A, it may be kavua zman. Besides for that, it's needed because the seder of the kapor of the par is needed for the kapor of the soyer. So which itself gives it, like, puts it under the umbrella of korban tzibur. But that's not the only kapor shel Rashi talking about this. Ma'akev, clearly. So Rashi seems to be suggesting that even within the nidden of korban tzibur, the korbanos of Aaron HaKohen can also include this heter, whilst it is talking korban, there's no heter of, there's no avodah of the tzibur if Poroi Shel Aaron hasn't been brought. But that will only relate to Poroi Shel Aaron. Eloi Shel Aaron nishraz alocha, the soy has got nothing to do with the isle of Aaron HaKohen b'chlal. It's not ma'akev of the kapora, and it doesn't, this svar Rashi doesn't apply. And the Rishonim discussed the Ritvoyim is Gemara, and in the Hemshech Gemara on Dam Zayin we'll see, discusses that lechayre legaba elu shel Aaron, there is no halacha that it should be hutra b'tzibur. It doesn't. It's not tied in with the korbanos tzibur bechlal. Musafim ha'emes the korban tzibur. Musafim ha'kleli tzibur. But elu shel Aaron, it seems to be a korb where the kapora of the tzibur is not totally in that. It stands on its own. And the Emma says there is a suggestion in the Ritva that it's true that Elo Shel Aaron maybe could not be brought betumah, but the Ritva same, for that itself is that we're not mechuyev to go and make a prisha of the Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim. We only do the prisha of Aveda b'Yom HaKippurim for those which the Korban Tzibur is toli b'hem. In the Elo Shel Aaron, which is not ma'ak of the Korban Tzibur, we don't need to have the din prisha, but the it may not taka be able to be brought betumah. So we'll need to bear that in mind, and that's something which the Sugya Dav Zayin will relate to Mefurish. So the Gemara has told us that the heterim of the korbanos of Yom HaKippurim of Aaron HaKohen have the din of Hutra B'Tzibur. Rashi is a little bit bothered about some of the individual korbanos of Aaron as to how they have a din Tzibur. Maybe it's got to do with Kavua Zman, which is a Yisoid which we have to elaborate in the Hemshach HaSugyas. Or it's got to do with the fact that Korban Tzibur requires them, which may end up with a sugya which we have to consider, and which the Gemara Daf Zayin talks about Mefurish, whether Elu Shel Aaron will have this halacha of Hutra B'Tzibur.
Why can't it be both?
Do you mean?
Then you only get din if you've got both.
Yeah, so we'll get to see. It may be both, and as I say, we'll see that in Amshah Gemara. So we'll bear in mind, the Gemara is telling us that the Korbanos of Aaron and Yom HaKippurim have a het of Hutra B'Tzibur. And we'll just bear in mind that we're going to work out by Hemshech which one of the Korbanos L'Chayre fall into this din. Certainly the Avodah for Klal Yisrael, that's for sure. The Shaila is, Rashi's bothered about the fact that if there are certain Korbanos which do not fall under this Heter, so Ibazoi, then you still have to be Mafrish B'Tumah space, because there are certain Avodahs which he can't do. So those Avodahs which is important for him to be able to do, at least for the Kapara of Klal Yisrael, will one way or another fall under the Heter of Tzibur. Whether technically they're Tzibur or not technically Tzibur is a discussion which we'll have to see. As I say, the Mefarshim, the Gvura Sari, Tor Evan, the others discuss Barichas, Porosh Alam, is it Yochid, is it Tzibur, how does it relate to this Heter, and is there something, as I say, Beis Hashem, which I'd like to relate to further as we see the Hemshach Gemara. Rashi seems to be referring to this Shaila, Korban Shaloi. It's interesting that it's not clear, when Rashi says Af Korban Shaloi, it's not clear which Korban Shaloi does Rashi mean. Does Rashi mean the power, or does Rashi mean the aisle? Rashi is asking and answering something. The question is which Korban he means to refer to. Love again, Abbas Bavaita. So let's move on in the sugya. But let's try and get to terms a little bit with the hasogas of this din of Hutra and Duhuyat. Yeah, so Al-Kabonah said the Gemara, so he said, Mary, it's Hutra Hutra B'Tzibur, and therefore we're not bothered about Aaron HaKohen becoming Tomei. Ravina Omar Filo Tema Tomei Smeiz Duhuyi B'Tzibur, even if you say that's not the Pshat, the Heter, there's only a din Duhuyi. But Avada Lachatchila, certainly there's a din that he's not allowed to bring it, but Tomei, and it has to be avoided if it can be. Tumah is an issue that we need to relate to, even in Korbanos Tzibur. I've got another teretz why we're not worried about Tumas Meis. Why? Tumas Meis is Shchicha, Tumas Meis is Shchicha. That means to say that Tumas Meis, somebody should die, certainly within a certain time period, that this should happen, is not a Dov Ashtiach. We're not normally chayshish for people to come through the door that they're going to die whilst they're in our presence. And Dov Ashtiach. Tumas Meis is also Shchicha. Although the Mefarshim and Masbir that at any one time when a person lives with his wife, he doesn't expect it to become Tommy within the time period of creating the Chashash. But it's something which happens Kaseida within a certain period. So maybe with that Chashash, it can happen then as well.
Why not Chashash that somebody's going to come and lose Tommy anyway?
That's another.
Do a proper tariff, whatever reason.
Yeah, no. Why are you not Chashash for contact with the Tommy? Yeah. That's Tamashayla. But Rashi clearly, when he shtelled about the Shaila in the Gemara, when the Gemara wanted to suggest to us, Meis, was only that you shouldn't allow people to come inside. Because Shema Yomus Meis Olof, maybe somebody will die. Why not Choshesh from Maga? Thomas Amos is a Rishonim related to that before Rishonim. It's Rishonim, Tei Serosh. Maga Meis is only a Tumas Yemechel, it's not a Tumas Shiva. We'll try and get to relate to that, Shaila, why Rashi says what he did, and whether there are other suggestions in the Gemara. But Akabona, whichever one it may be, Tumas Meis Veshchichev, if somebody is Tumas Meis, he keeps away from other people, he won't end up coming to the Tumas Parahedron, if the Chashash will be what you suggest. Akabona, the Gemara says there are other ways in which we can understand why Tumas Meis were Choshesh for and Tumas Meis were not Choshesh for, without having to be Mechadish necessarily, or get involved in the Yisoid of whether Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumas not Hutra B'Tzibur. Good. But now that we've been introduced to this Yisoid, the Gemara goes on to discuss. Itma. Tumas HaMeis, Rav Nachman Omer Hutra B'Tzibur, Rav Sheshes Omer Duchu Yehi B'Tzibur. So the Gemara, this Tumas HaMeis is about Chalekas and Ranachon and Rashesh's Taken this Yisoid. Avada, everybody agrees that the Pasuk says, Ish Nitcha Ve Tzibur Nitcha. That is for sure that a Tzibur, in context of a Korban Tzibur, the Issa Tuma is definitely overrided. We definitely override it. That's for sure that the Chachiyuv to bring it supersedes the Issa Tuma. The question is, to what level? Is it a hutra? Is it a duchuya? Hutra means that there is no consideration of shame tumah b'chalal. Or the duchuya, the pshat is no. But mokim, when we need to, we'll bring the korban. We'll be mad for the korban if it comes to a shayla because it's a tum. Zod the Gemara. There's a machlis the Ranachman Rosheshes in this halach. How to understand the din of the pasuk? Ranachman or hutra b'tzibur, Rosheshes or duchuya b'tzibur. Heicha the ikat me. Now the Gemara tries to understand and define this machlis. The Gemara would like to suggest in the first Lashon of the Gemara that even if you hold Hutra B'Tzibur, it doesn't mean that we lachatchila go ahead and bring a Korban B'Tzibur without considering Tumah. We ignore it as if it never happened. So the Gemara says, if you've got alternative people who you can bring in this Beis Av, kulavale pligit to Tahirin of the Tmein Layovim. Everybody agrees, mechatesa, you've got one kohen, punktus tommy. You've got hundreds of other kohen of azenet tohirim. You need to go and bring a tommy, or you need to bring a korban tzibur, and a malo case of tommy. Mechatesa, you should go and choose, punkt the kohen is tommy, if you can go and choose another kohen. Da'ibe sa'af, within those who are designated to do the avodah, mechatesa, you should choose such a kohen. So the Gemara is suggesting that even if you hold hutra b'tzibur, of a semenish tzazogim, that the pshat is that you lachatchile and just ignore it as if it never happened. Afshanisht. Should you go and bring a kohen who's not part of this Beis Av? He wasn't designated as those who are separated to do the avodah in these karbonas. So I'm going to get somewhere else if the ones of this Beis Av are tomei, but you can find elsewhere kohen at all tomei. Yeah, all of the ones are available are tomei. Yeah, rechik. Yeah, they can go and find elsewhere though. All of them are from this Beis Av are tomei. For whatever reason, or they're not, they're the ones who are available at Tomei. Should we go and find from a Beis Av Achrini, who are not the ones, but Etzem, who are supposed to be doing Avodah on this time? Rav Nachman, Oma Etzi B'Tzibur, V'lei Madrin, Oma Nachman, Shkei Zuchem. As Asot, Hishtadlos, or should we say, to go against the Klolim of those Koyanim who are Roy to do the Avodah, we don't break the rules to accommodate them. Of them is Hutra B'Tzibur. Rav Sheish is Oma Duchuyi B'Tzibur, Madrin, Rav Sheish is Oma Hey, he says it's only duchuya. Avada tumah is something that we have to take consideration of whenever we come. We have to avoid it at all costs. Go to a different Beis Av. Go and see if there's a different kohen elsewhere who's available to do the avodah rather than doing it b'tzibur. So drashi duchuya hi b'tzibur. Afa pisha korban tzibur doicha isa b'koishi hutra v'lo yeta gomul. That's how Rashi describes duchuya. It's only a b'koishi. It's only something which we do with great difficulty. Is an issue which has to be avoided at all costs if we can, if it's duchuya. Yeah. Keep ligi, where there's a machlekes, only if to go to Beis Av Achrini. Yeah. Zokt the Gemara Ikeda Amri. Afilo heiche de Ike, the Tzveite Loshen hat nicht azoi. Afilo heiche de Ike tohoinu tmein bai Beis Av Palik. The first Loshon holds, Avada, Tumah B'Tzibur is something which we don't just do without any consideration, blindly. But we don't have to break the rules to go and look at different Beis Av. That's where the Machlokes is. The Tzveite Loshon holds, even in this particular Beis Av, where I can find another Kohen, if the Kohen is available at the moment, as a Kohen is Tumah, if it's Hutra B'Tzibur, make a Machl. Ike Damra, Fila, Ike, the Ike, Tohir, Tumayim, Ba'i Beis Av, Parer, Nachman, Av, Parik. Rav Nachman argues, even if the other kohen are available in this Beis Av, the Oma of the Name Tmein, the Chol Tumas Meis, B'Tzibur, Rachmona Shari. Yeah. Halt, the Rav Nachman, no, Tumas Meis is not a consideration. B'chlal, Pashtos noch the Tzveite Loshen in the Gemara, the Mashmol says, as Hutra B'Tzibur, a Korban Tzibur, the Sugi of Tumah is not a Sugi which we consider B'chlal, and Mamed is Mutu B'chol, if Rav Sheish is not Nishtazoy. Rav Sheish's Pashtos, according to the Ikeda Amri, will remain as it was according to the first Loshen, even Beis Av, Beis Av Acher. You'll have to go look for one. You'll have to go, because Yitiru, Alei Shtadlus, you have to do. But the Machlekes between the Ikeda Machlekes between the first Loshen and the second Loshen, Pashtos, is not in Rav Sheish's Shitta. In Rav Sheish's has Duchuya, Duchuya means, as Rashi says, Kol Ma, whatever, Kol Ma, the Motzile, Adurim Adrino. The Machlekes is in Rav Nachman's Shitta. And Rav Nachman said, "Halt Hutra, how far is Hutra? Is Hutra the Pshat? Is Hutra the Gamri? We don't, Tumah is not a consideration, Bechlal. or the Torah, means we're not mechuyev to be mishtadl beyond the normal kind of a seder. Or by avada, if you make a seder, zan zan a koyin Torah, avada you take a koyin Torah. Zot Rashi. Ba'u be'isav sha'ivid ba'isayoy. The kula alma tohirin of the tamidin da'u yema afal pisha korban zibuy. That was according to the first mahalak in the Gemara. Yeah. So Rashi weiter also, called to us, just before we see the next Rashi, just to mention the following, also, our Gemara said that for the Kohen Gadol to be able to do the Aveda, the Yom HaKippurim, so there's a din of Puntra B'tzibu. Amazogun, for one reason or another, all the Korbonos that the Kohen Gadol are doing on Yom Kippur fall under the category of Puntra B'tzibu. So Eger the Korbonos, Tzorech Tzibu, Kavu Azma, however this works, we'll have to try and analyze them by Hemshah HaZugit. But the Gemara Zogdoch, that there's a suggestion that if by Hibes Av, according to the Ikad Amri in the Gemara, according to the first Losh in the Gemara, so the first time the Gemara says that everybody agrees that if we've got another Kohen by Hibes Av, then you should take the second Kohen, even if it'll utter the Tzibu. It's only if you don't find in this base Av, you don't find another Kohen, then Avada, it's utter the Tzibu. You're not required to go and break the state of the Klole of the those are eligible to the Avoda to go and find the Rosh Hashanah, whoever you find the Kohen Kosher, wherever he is, whoever he does belong to base, doesn't belong to base Av, is Chuyah B'Tzibu. Which is an interesting shayla to cover this din of Kohen Gadol. According to the first Loshen, if you've got another Kohen who's eligible within this base Av, then even if it's Hutra B'Tzibu, you shouldn't allow him to do it. On Kana Ban Shayla Shayla Azoi, this Kohen Gadol, we've got another Chazgar, we've got another Kohen. What would happen if the Kohen Gadol became Tomei B'Yem HaKippurim? A tuma emes a tuma which is yetsim gufa. Just to remind ourselves, let's get back into the klolim of the Mishnah. Sidah din that maskinim le kohen acher. Why? For what? To what cases? So after that, the halacha is that if you to become a baal keri and yom kippur, as that sort tuma which is yetsim gufa, there's no hutra b'tzibu. Even if you know other kohen, you couldn't do that either. So then we zecher need to have a replacement for this kohen. That's for sure. Just to understand that even if it's hutra b'tzibu, hutra tchuyah, nishkan afkim mina baal keri, or nishkan hetem baal dovzen lemetzer rashi. That's for sure. But the question is the following. According to the first Lashon of the Gemara, if there is an alternative Kohen who could do it by Beis Av, we let the alternative Kohen do it.
It's like another Beis Av.
Oh, so that's the greatest challenge. That's what Reb Chaim is saying. It's a richtig suggestion. So then we just need to consider. We've got a Kohen Gadol over here, and we've got a Skam. We've got somebody else who can replace him. Is that like another Kohen in this Beis Av? In which case, the halacha would be, even if it's Hutra B'Tzibu, but we wouldn't let him do it. So even though the cash of the Gemara says, but the Gemara says that you should be mafrish because Tumas Meis, so for Hutra B'Tzibu, but Hutra B'Tzibu wouldn't allow him to do it because we'd send him to another Kohen. Other name, Avadanish. Kohen Gadol Be'etzem is only the one that's in this manner. The deputy Disgan is only like a different base Av. He's not the one Be'etzem who's designated to do the Avoda. For various cheshbon, that's why that may be true. On the Mashmor, so the Gemara is Askan mit the Kohen Gadol is not considered like a two Kohenim in the same Beis Av, where there's no difference between the two, that they're both equally eligible as each other. Avada the Kohen Gadol himself is the Tchilas Din, that the Din is that he should doing it for whichever reason that may be. The Skan is only Bemokim where the Kohen Kenish, or it's like it's Doimut or Beis Av Acher, or Noibazoi, if the Din is Hutra B'Tzibu, we'll allow him to do it and we won't push him onto the Skan. That's the Pashtas of the Pashtas. I say the pashtas of the Mishnah, but that's the pashtas of the Gemara. Let's see, Rabbi said this next Rashi. This next Rashi is a very sadistic Rashi in the consideration of the whole din of Hutra and Chuya. Kol tovas veis b'tzibu shari rachmona. Dichsev ish ki yeh tovi le nefesh yaseh pesach sheni, ish nitzche le pesach sheni, ve in tzibu lidochi. Memeilu ha'ra nachman hutra b'tzibu gendi. He doesn't want to know. Tumas meis is something which, whichever circumstances may be, the korban, the keili, the mensh, tumas meis is mut. So, Dabar Rashi Avol, this is a very important yisoy that we need to know for the Gemara for various points of our sugya. Zovin amutzeroi nidas v'yoldo shetumasa yotzelov migufay lo hutra. A tumor which is created within the gufa odom, it's a tumor yotzel migufay. Avadin ishtokan hatem. Tumor may shtetach in the apostle. Ish, yeah, tumor lo meis. Oh, but not a tumor yotzel migufay dos avadin isht. So, Dr. Rashi, uboil nida ke nida. And in that halacha, uboil nida is like a nida, because Rashi vodach masvaz and the sugya, otherwise, why by boil nida? Are we concerned about the tumah mibesa? You have to send him away from his wife. And the Teretz says, "Aboyel nida zavada azevi anida herself," which is considered like a tumah, the kind of category of tumah yitzim migufa. And being a tumah yitzim migufa, if the halacha is, it won't have a heter tumah hutra b'tzibul. So mibesa, avada, you have to be mafreshim. Mashenke and tumas meis, which has the heter tumah hutra b'tzibul. So we're not worried about yomas meis according to the man domas hutra b'tzibul. If it's duchuyah b'tzibul, then we have to say that it's not shchicha. But if it's hutra b'tzibul, we're not worried about tumas meis, so we're going to let him do that avoda. the nafkamina will be the maizah. If he capital comes Tommy with Tumas Mitz, the man Dola Hutra Batibu will let him do it, but according to Rav Nachman, will let the Kohen Gadol do it. Pashtas, according to Rav Sheishes, we won't let him do it because it's the Chuyah Batibu. Pashtas will have to go and find another Kohen. Pashtas, we won't let him do it. What
the pasuk says, "Ishish gear something on nefesh over there at Rukhoka."
Yeah.
So it could be any. It has to be that we're carrying the Etzmas.
So that
was lemaisa what it was. But the derech Rukhoka could add on that any type of onus, which could include all of these, the psulim migufa, would also be included. That ish would not be derech, but a tzibur would be. I mean, how does Mara know that?
How do you know that? So why does the Torah choose Dafi Tomer and Efesh? Why does the Torah not do Zizi?
That's what they were talking about. Rabbi,
I just want to relate big story. It's getting a little bit late. How to Marchiv in this the next time. There's a very, very interesting sugi in the Achronim, in the din of Tumu Hutra Betzibu, where we've got two klolim clear. Tumah Yotze Migufo, Tumah Zov, Zovo, Yuledes, Metzora, Fais, any of these kind of Metzora, Tumas. There's no din of Hutra B'tzibur, and a Kohen who has any of these Tumas, even if they need him, and even if there's nobody else to do him, can't do it. Only a Tumah which is similar to the Tumas Meis. Now there is an interesting discussion about what is the halacha of these kind of Tumas, like Zov or Nida, where the Tumah that we're talking about is not the person himself. We're not talking about the Zov or the Nidah himself, but we're talking about somebody who became in contact with the Nidah. Somebody touched a Maga Nidah, a Maga Zov. Let's leave Bel Nidah aside altogether. A Maga Zov or Maga Nidah, what is the status of that Tumah? Does it have a din like Tumah Yitzimi Gufa, like the Gufa Tumah itself, and therefore it's not Hutra B'tzibu? Or do we say, no, Tumah's Maga is going into Tumah's Meis, where the din is Hutra B'tzibu? It's a very interesting discussion. I want to tell you where the discussion is discussed by Rechova. And that is Azoy Ba'ezem, it's a Chanukah discussion. And the Chanukah discussion is faced with the following. Ba'ezem is Alichis and Pichodesh and Shulchan Aruch has a long discussion, and many of the Achreinim have a discussion about this. And the discussion is based on the following, just the klolin that we have to, just to mention, Ba'ezem Hashem, next time we'll discuss it in further detail. And that is, we all know that when it came to the Chanukah story, the Kohenim which were nichnas to the Migdash after the years in which the Yevonim were Matame, all the Tumas and all the Kelim and the Migdash, etc., so all the oil was tomei. There was nothing that they could find in order to light the menorah, except for this pach shemen tohu, which they found to be able to light the tumah of menorah. Now there's a discussion amongst the meforshim about why they needed to find a pach shemen tohu. What would it have been if it had been a pach shemen tomei? So they find shemen tomei that loches tumah hutra betzibur, and that's one of the cases came up before in the Gemara, a shemen which has tumah. Toma, which is Toma, but Maga Ameis, no more she found, but Oil Ameis, you can use it for the Menorah. Menorah, which is Toma, you can use the Shema, which is Toma, you can use. Dvorim and Tomeim, it's Hutra B'tzibur, that's like our Gemara. Baldur said, the next case of the Gemara is Makrib and Milchas Oimer, the Oimer became Toma, it's Hutra B'tzibur, so Einachal Din Tzibur, the Avaida Samanor is also Din Tzibur, it's Toma Hutra B'tzibur. So all of Aisin, the Pnei Yeshua Frick, the Shaila is a famous Pnei Yeshua, Ashur Kassin, the Sugi, and Shabbos, what's within Toma Hutra B'tzibur? So I'll tell you what the cheshbon wants to get our sugi. It's asach teirah v'si gezal gevona de nechinuch hamizbech. He can't do the tumah. Noch zach asach teirah. In Chanukah there's a lot of teirah about this. But I want to tell you the sugi of the teirah that we have when we're learning the sugi of humor. And that is like this. The Achreinim have a discussion that the problem that we have is the following. A'akum, the halacha is that chazal will metame a goy like a zof. And somebody comes in contact with the Maga Akum is like a din of Maga Azov. That's the various gemaras which come and tell us in order that we should distance ourselves and make sure that we don't come into contact. Tumas Akum, the roik of a goy is like a Maga Azov. The Mufurish Gemara later on, which is very interesting. So the Achreinim have the following discussion. The Achreinim got a discussion as a helfnish the din of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Why? Because if the goy would have touched this shaman, the goy would make the shaman, or touch the shaman, whatever the goy did to the shaman. So this shaman were to become Tomei because the din of Maga Azov, it's Tomei with Maga Akum, which is Maga Azov. And Maga Azov is the din of the Hutra B'tzibur. Azov is the Tomei Yitzim Gufar. Tomei Akum is the Tomei Yitzim Gufar. A goy is a Tomei Atzmo. And if a Tomei Yitzim Gufar and his daughter didn't have Tomei Hutra B'tzibur, if my maid is a poshtetet, the grace of cash is Hutra B'tzibur. What's this? Depends what Tomei we're talking about. A Tumas Meis may be Hutra B'tzibur, or with the Tumah from Magazov is not Hutra B'tzibur. So Ganandra Achreinim, maybe not. Because we're not talking about the Zov itself. We're not talking about the Goy doing the Avodah or the Goy coming in. We're talking about the Shemen, which is Magazov. Magazov may not be considered the Tumah Yetzimi Gufa. Magazov may be like Tumas Meis. It is the Makar of the Tumah itself. And this is where Bevers, this grace is discussed and is discussed. whether maga in a tumah yitzur, somebody touches a nidu, somebody touches a zov, whichever it may be, what category does that fall under? Does it fall under the category of the yitzur miguf for themselves, where there the din is that there is not mutar b'tzibur? Clearly, a kohen is a zov, a kohen is a balkari, will not be able to do it. Oh, but the shayla is somebody who's touched, a kohen who touched the zov, a kohen who touched the balkari, whatever it may be. What's the din of such a person? Is it a tima yitzur miguf because it's within that brand, it's within that category, although it's only a maga? Oh, but the halacha is it has the same dinim of a tumah yetzim begufa because it became tumah through from a tumah yetzim begufa, and therefore not hotra b'tzeba. Or the maga is actually different. The maga is only no different to any maga. It's like a maga amaze. Where the halacha should be that it's hotra b'tzeba. It's not the tumah yetzim begufa atzma, and therefore hotra b'tzeba. That discussion is discussed widely amongst many of the achrayim of Chanukah. Sorry.
How can you jump to maga tumah amaze when at the end of the day it's not? It's some type of maga, but it's not
Tumas Ameis
at the end of the day.
It's maga. It's a maga, it doesn't make it, it's what you touch.
Unless it's Tumas Ameis.
There's a svara to say in maga, whether it's maga sheres, maga zov, is nishka nafkimina. The zov itself is a difference which kind of tumah it has. Somebody touched the tumah, legaba that, it's nishka chelik, it's not an intrinsic vekoyer of tumah. Or the nisht, or the maybe a maga zov is included in the category of tumah yetzim gufa, it's negeh, Chanukah, we'll get to see that sugya, and it's negeh, our Gemara. And that's why it's very relevant to boil nida. It's boil nida, maga nida, then that calls into question why it's so posh that they say that's no hutra b'tzibur legaba boil nida if it's only a tumas maga. If boil nida is the makor of tumah itself, it's posh that I say like a yitzim gufa. If boil nida is machmas maga nida, it's a grisa shayin ala suya, so why does that not have a din of tumah yitzim gufa? Maybe that's a raya that even maga nida zecha halacha that it's not hutra b'tzibur because it is included in the din of tumah yitzim gufa, even if it's a tumas maga. I boy say we're over time this week, Beis Hashem, we'll see this again next time. Yeah.